We're very disappointed that we weren't able to reach agreement with the employer. Unfortunately, the employer's view is that the case that they've already lost, they want us to go back in and fight it again, which makes no logical sense whatsoever. It's like putting all your money on a roulette wheel, and when the right colour doesn't come up, just ask them for your money back so you can have another spin at it. It just makes no logical sense. Our members have been waiting for 2 years since the Race Commissioner's recommendation. They've been more than patient, and the attitude of the employer is just escapes any logic whatsoever.
So at this stage, the industrial action for the National Ambulance Service at Letterkenny University Hospital will go ahead on Saturday?
Absolutely, unless the employer is able to honour the Rights Commissioner's recommendation, which they've already accepted, we have no choice but to proceed with it as planned, yes.
Then in relation to the Section 39 organisations that will be balloted next week for an all-out strike, what is the situation there?
The Section 39 companies are funded by the HSE. Cheshire Homes would be an example in the area. They provide excellent service for vulnerable people in our society. Unfortunately, the HSE were quite quick to take money off them, but haven't been so quick to put it back in, to give it back to them. So we have a situation where we're able to get pay restoration for people who are directly employed in the HSE, but having more difficulty getting it for people who aren't, who provide the same sort of excellent service, but aren't directly employed by the HSE.